If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
We heard the other day about the Pickwick. The theater opened in 1928. It's one of the classic movie theaters, and they were not showing movies, but they were giving away popcorn. Well, not giving it away. They were selling popcorn. And Dino Vlahakis is the owner of the Pickwick, and he's on the line with us right now. Hi, Dino. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. How you doing? We're all, well, kind of hanging in there, as they say.
Yeah. Tell me about the popcorn deal now. Are you still doing that?
Yeah, we're actually doing it. It turned out to be pretty successful. My business partner, Dave Loomis, had made a suggestion. He goes, you know, we kind of kept all of our employees on the payroll. He says, hey, why don't we try to do a popcorn pickup? And I'll be honest, I was against it in the beginning. I thought, you know what, we'll have them here, and nobody's going to come up to pick up popcorn. They could get it at the grocery store or something like that. Well, he kind of convinced me, and after I heard some other theaters tried it, we decided to do it. And we did it on a Wednesday about 2 weeks ago, and sure enough, 300 people showed up. And then the second time we did it, we had 600 people showed up. So now we're averaging about 600 people coming for popcorn. And what they do is we do all this online. We set 15-minute increments so people buy it just like they would buy a movie ticket. And then they show up in that 15-minute increment, and we have somebody out there to meet the person. They notify by using fingers, and they tell us how many popcorns they got. We run it out there. There's no cash transactions, and we do it quickly. So we serve every 15 minutes of probably between 30 and 40 people. We try to maximize it at about 30 people.
When are you doing it? When are you doing it next?
Our next one is this Saturday. We're going to be doing Saturday from 1 o'clock to 7:45.
The Pickwick is in Park Ridge over there on Prospect. And, it's been years since I've been at the Pickwick. Did you divide it up? I know originally it was built with a seating capacity of about 1,400. What is it like now? You did a big renovation project, I know, a few years ago.
Right. The original theater is still the way it was back in 1928. The only difference is now, because people unfortunately are getting bigger, we had 1,400 seats. Now we're down to 900 seats. You know, we put in the rockers, so we spread it out. It's also our version of an IMAX theater. We call it the Mega Theater. You know, we got the big screen. And then we have four additional theaters, which we built on the side. We took what was once a bowling alley, converted into movie theaters, and there was also a printing press, which we also converted into a movie theater. So we now have five theaters. But the original theater is just the way it was back in 1928, other than fewer seats.
Yeah, that's great that we still have places like the Pickwick still around. Did you say people are getting bigger? Is that what happened?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think the average person in 1928, let's put it, a male, was probably weighed about 140. Well, I don't have to tell you today, we're averaging more like 180, 190 pounds.
So you had to put in larger seats and fewer
yeah.
seats.
Fewer seats and larger seats, yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about the future, which we hope will mean the Pickwick and other theaters can open up for business again. When do you think your place is going to be open for business again for movies, and how will it be different? And this applies to all the movie theaters, really. What do you see in the future?
Well, right now, we're a product-driven business, so we have to kind of count on what Hollywood makes for us. And the first movie that the Hollywood, which they've kept in place, is the movie Tenet. It's a Christopher Nolan movie starring John David Washington, who's the son, whose father is Denzel Washington. And Christopher Nolan, as you know, did the Batman series. And right now, that movie is in for July 17th, so that's going to be where we hope nationally, and in fact, our business now is worldwide. We're hoping that that movie will stay in that July 17th opening. And what my idea is, before that, maybe 2 weeks, and of course, it depends on where we are in those days. If we flatten the curve a lot more and there's less cases.
Mm-hmm.
My idea is sometime around 4th of July, possibly opening the theater just two times a week. for just one showing to get people to feel very comfortable. And we'll probably bring back a classic. The movie I have in mind is, and we play it every year, is It's a Wonderful Life. I know it's more traditionally played at Christmas time, but it's such a good, uplifting film. I thought, hey, you know what? Maybe I'll play that early part of July. Just do one showing, one day, and just play it in my large auditorium that seats 900 people.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I will only fill the theater up to about a quarter of its, you know, capacity, maybe to about 250 people, you know, 250 people. That way we have the 5 feet, you know, spread, you know, and all that, and let people get comfortable. I could see probably our customers possibly wearing masks and gloves. Our employees definitely will be wearing it at that time. You know, make people feel safe. You know, the key thing is we want to make everybody feel safe when they come to the movie theater.
What are you hearing? What are you hearing from your colleagues in the business? Are the big chains like AMC going to open up again? They declared bankruptcy, didn't they?
Yeah, well, they're contemplating it. I don't think they have officially, but I think they sold some of their, you know, they got some credit line. There are two film companies, film theaters that have filed bankruptcy. I think AMC is contemplating it. I don't think they're officially. But yeah, everybody's concerned. This is the first time in over 100 years that we've had a situation like this. I mean, think about it. We're a $15 billion business, not the Pickwick, overall in the United States. And 11 of it is ticket sales, and the other $4 billion is concessions. And we went from a, you know, $15 billion business to zero in a couple days.
Yeah,
I mean, we've been closed since March 16th, so we've been closed about a month and a half, and we won't open the tenant. They're saying July 17th, so we'll be closed for about 4 months. So that's a long time to be closed.
Yeah, it is. And we're so lucky around here. The Pickwick opened in 1928. There are a few iconic movie theaters around the area. Not many. What would you say, about a half a dozen, maybe, Dino?
Yeah. Well, Landmark, you know, I mean, the size, you know, like the Pickwick, yeah, there's only a very few. I mean, you know, back in the 90s, you know, everybody went from one single screen to multiplexes. So very few theaters. I mean, there's a beautiful theater in Downers Grove, the Tivoli. There's a couple other ones around the area. But they don't build them that big. And that might be a thing of coming back because people, you know, want to be separated in the auditoriums. And most of the theaters, the average size of a movie theater now is between 100 and 300 seats.
Mm-hmm.
So people may want to be spread out. So maybe those big iconic theaters are going to have a comeback.
Maybe. And, of course, in Chicago, we have the Music Box. We love that place.
Oh, that's a beautiful theater. It's an Art Deco, just like the Pickwick.
Right.
And they play the classic films, and they play a lot of unique films, which I kind of like. I like the independent,
mm-hmm.
a little more old-fashioned. I think, you know, when you're in the business, you like to see different types of movies, and Music Box does a great job of showing some of those. But we also like the popcorn movies. We like the Marvel comic books.
Sure.
You know, yeah. So I want everybody to see everything.
Yeah, I'm sure. And do you guys who own and operate these movie theaters worry that a combination of the pandemic and folks getting used to all this entertainment we're streaming now, do you worry that we might not want to get back to the movie theater?
Well, there's always that chance, but I think we people are social animals. Well, I don't want to use the word animals, but we're social. We like to make contact with other people. So I think once this virus subsides and hopefully they come up with a vaccine, people are going to still want to get out there. I don't think people want to stay at home. I mean, I you know, and the one thing that we've noticed is when people are coming up, they keep saying, we can't wait to get back to the movies here. So I think there's a lot of good positive signs that I think people definitely want to go back out. They want to be entertained. I mean, I love going to sports. I like watching the Blackhawks. I like going to the Cubs. I follow the Bears. I love going to the stadiums. So I can't see us not going back out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you. I need to get out of the house. And I think this fear that we have now is going to hopefully subside as things get better. And hopefully it'll be sooner rather than later. It's Dino Vlahakis, the Pickwick Theater, a great, great, I think it's a tourist attraction out in Park Ridge. Check it out on Prospect Avenue. All right, good luck to you. Thanks for the chat this morning, Dino.
Thanks, Bob. job and good luck. And I know you're hitting it out of the park there at the radio. It's great to have you, Pat. So great to listen to you.
Appreciate you saying that. Keep in touch, okay?
Okay, take care.